let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We're just days away from launching American astronauts on American rockets from American soil once again. Wednesday, May 27th, astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will blast off in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule atop a Falcon 9 rocket from the historic Launch Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the first Americans to launch from the United States in nearly a decade. Discovery and Space Channel will be covering the launch in the live Coast to Coast special, Space Launch Live, America Returns to Space, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Providing live commentary will be former astronaut Mike Massimino, a veteran of two shuttle missions, four spacewalks, the first person to tweet from space, New York Times bestselling author, Columbia University engineering professor, numerous TV appearances, including a recurring role playing himself on the CBS hit comedy The Big Bang Theory. And Mike is with us on This Week in America. Mike, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. It's a good topic to be talking about.
Boy, this is so exciting. This launch is a collection of firsts, including the first humans carried aboard a rocket developed by a private company. Talk a little bit about the significance and the benefits of this commercial crew program, which we'll be seeing the results of for the first time.
This is really a big step, Rick, as you say, something that has been in the works for a long time. Of reusable rockets. The shuttle was partially reusable. Reusable rockets and spacecraft, and being able to work with, partnering with a private company to provide these services. And I think what maybe is most significant about it is this new age of where we're heading, that truly now it's not just governments who are able to send people into space. It's also private companies. And I think that's going to open up tremendous possibilities for space exploration.
It really has to drive the cost down, and I would assume maybe double, triple the possibility for innovation. You've got all these companies and brilliant people working on how to make space better.
Absolutely. What traditionally happened in the past is that a lot of the spacecraft was not reusable.
Yes.
And back in the Apollo days, the rocket was kind of thrown away. A lot of launches we have today, getting satellites to orbit, the rocket is thrown away, one-time use. And I've heard it said it's like flying an airplane across the country and then not using it again. This is fully reusable. With the shuttle, most of it was reusable, but it was still a bit expensive. I think what they've been able to do at SpaceX and some of these other companies is keeps the cost down with that reusability. And there's competition. It's not just SpaceX, it's Boeing, and it's going to be other companies as well. And so as more get involved and it gets more competitive, it's going to be more efficient, most cost affordable. So I think there's a lot going on here, and this is just really the first major milestone. In the whole process.
First time humans aboard a reusable rocket. Talk about that, because in watching some of the rocket's launches leading up to this, you'll hear a lot about a drone ship and, of course, I Still Love You. This is amazing to watch the rocket come back and actually land on the drone.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I thought it was a fake video when I first saw
like
that years
yes.
ago, where the booster actually flies back out into the middle of the ocean. So that is really a tough thing to do, to land it out there, out in the middle of the ocean, and be able to reuse it, refuel it, and use it again. We did that with the shuttle, but with the shuttle rockets, but it was a little bit different. They landed with parachutes and were picked up, and it wasn't as efficient. This thing actually flies back and lands on a platform to be reused. Amazing, because you can use as much fuel as you need to get as far as you can, and then just a little bit to get back. To where you need to be recovering. But it's incredible. It's an ocean moves around, you know, the platform's moving.
Yes.
And they hit it right on the mark. So hopefully we'll see that on Wednesday as well.
And that's a couple minutes after the launch, and there's a circle that's drawn on the drone, and they like a target, and they land in there. It's amazing. I'm going to take about 10 seconds here. What are you watching for most on Wednesday?
I'm hoping that we're going to have a safe launch and see my friends get into space. And that's really what... But I know those guys both really well, and I've known them for over 20 years, and I'm really proud of them and the whole team, and I hope we get off the ground on Wednesday successfully and get those guys into space.
4:33 Wednesday. Mike, thank you for being with us on the program. Former astronaut Mike Massimino, Space Launch Live, America Returns to Space, simulcast live coast to coast Wednesday, May 27th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, live from the Kennedy Space Center on Discovery and Science Channel. Mike, good luck with the broadcast. We'll all be watching and enjoying that special moment Wednesday afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.